amen. Praise the Lord for the special music this morning. What a tremendous blessing it has been being in the Lord's house. How many of you are thankful that you're in church instead of in jail? Praise the Lord. That'll get a smile and a praise. So go ahead and stand with us this morning. We're going to be looking at John chapter 9, the book of the Gospel of John in chapter 9. We are in church, and praise the Lord. Wasn't for the grace of God, any one of us could be in jail today, and we're thankful that we're not, that the Lord has blessed us, and we've made the right decisions, and you're in church to worship the Lord. I trust that you've already sensed the presence of the Lord in this place this morning as we look forward to this every time we assemble ourselves together. John chapter 9, we're going to be reading verses 1 down to verse 7 today. The Bible says, "And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? And Jesus answered, Neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him." The works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay, and said unto him, Go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. He went his way, therefore, and washed, and came seeing. And let's pray. Father, we bow before you today. Thank you, Lord God, for the privilege it is and the opportunity that you made available to us to assemble together today. And Lord, you know exactly what's taken place in each one of our lives. And thank you for what we've already experienced just being in church today and the music and the congregational singing. But God, how important it is for us now to open up our hearts and our minds to what you have for us through the preaching of thy word. I pray that you would use me once again as an instrument in your hand to bring forth your message to your people from your word. For this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. We find here that Jesus heals a man that was born blind. Now, this was a great miracle. As a matter of fact, the people would later on would say in chapter 9 and verse 32, since the world began, was it not heard that any man opened the eyes of one that was born blind? First time this has ever happened as far as what they could recollect. And so we find here this is a great miracle that God uses in the life of Christ to gain a lot of notoriety. A lot of people would hear how that Jesus Christ was able to give sight to even those that were born blind. And no doubt that testimony would be scattered abroad. But we find here that he heals this man born blind. The disciples, his disciples believed his condition, this man's blindness, was a result of sin. And sometimes we jump to the conclusion and we automatically think that people are being judged by God because of sin, because of things happened in their life, and that's not always the case. And especially here, we find when the disciples asked him that, Jesus answered in verse 3, he says, Neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents. This is not the judgment of God upon this man nor his parents, but rather that the works of God had a purpose, God had a plan, should be made manifest. I mean, be revealed. People would see God's work in and through him, by him being healed. And we find that Jesus then said in verse 4, I, as being representing God, who was God manifest in the flesh, he said, I. Jesus brought that spirituality that from heaven to earth. And he says, I must work the works of him, Almighty God, that sent me. I must work the works of him that sent me. The message I'm going to preach this morning, I believe it's a message especially for every believer, and that is work the works of God. That's what Jesus was basically stating here. This is the work of God. God had a purpose and a plan, a design for this, and I came to fulfill that. To work the works of God. Can I tell you, the works of God have always been revealed to humanity. God has revealed exactly what he expects out of humanity, and it's always been God's desire for all humanity to believe in him and to do what God would have us to do on earth. I mean, that was the purpose for God creating humanity. He created us in his image, after his likeness. What is the work that God wants done? First of all, and what I'm going to preach this morning is, there is the natural work. This man was there. This man was there and ready for God to be revealed in and through his life. He's there. And then there's a spiritual work. As per God's design to help humanity and the world to realize the reality and the truth of a creator God. And so we find here the works of God. What is the work that God wants done? Jesus accomplished this work, and he is our example. As he said in verse 5, he says, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. That's what he came to represent. He came to represent light. If you remember, just a few weeks ago, I preached on the idea that now we are the light. And he told us that. We are the light of the world, the salt of the earth. You are the light. He came and bore witness of the light. He presented the example. And now we are to follow and present the very same spiritual light that God would have us to present to humanity. But let's back up just a little bit. This actually, the idea of two different works here, the works of God. There is the natural work that God has established for humanity. Let's go back into the very beginning that God started revealing things to humanity. He gave us the beginning in the book of Genesis. In Genesis in chapter 1, why was man created? Now we know how he was created. He was created in God's image after his likeness. He was created male and female. And so we find here in Genesis in chapter 1 and verse 28, this was the natural work. This is what man was put on earth to do. Now, understanding this is God, this is what God designed. It's God's plan, God's design. Understanding all about God, now that's a little bit beyond our full comprehension, but we do have what God has revealed to us about himself. And this is what he created us for. He created the heavens and the earth and put man on the earth. And he says in verse 28, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it. That means have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Now he gives us a little more insight in that in chapter 2. It's somewhat of an insight into chapter 1, but chapter 2, if you will, look over there to verse 15, he says this, and the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden, a particular spot on the earth that God had created for Adam and Eve. And he says he put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. Now, this was ever before the sin of man. This was God, as he designed man, as he created man in his image after his likeness. He had already prepared the earth, and he even had a special place in the garden, and he placed man there. And that's what his will was for this man, the natural works. That hadn't changed. What were that? Well, first of all, it was to multiply, to raise children. God designed Adam and Eve to be able to have children. It was God's design to multiply humanity. He created an Adam, he created an Eve, and he created them by way that they could be able to reproduce. And they were to reproduce and multiply and to subdue the earth, the area that they were in. So raising children to replenish every generation Every generation, God says, it would have been His will for those who were alive in that time, in that generation, whether it be Adam and Eve or in every generation, they were to reproduce and to raise children to replenish every generation that God would have man on the earth. And if you would, over the period of time, if they would continue to do this, the earth would be filled with humanity. Because every generation would have been reproducing, and the multiplication of that would continue to bring forth more and more, and the earth would be filled with humanity that is understanding the natural purpose that God has for us in putting us on the earth. Multiply and replenish the earth. Raise children for every generation and subdue. Subdue your place on earth. That means that as you're raising children, to provide a place to raise them, to supply a safe environment. Can I tell you the natural work? It's pretty simple. If we think about it, and I bring it back, we just go back and understand that God, we know why He created humanity. He hadn't changed His mind today. God does not have humanity on this earth for a different purpose today. It goes back to His design and His plan. God placed man on the earth for this natural purpose. Marriage, children, bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. In every generation, replenish it for the next generation. We find here in chapter 2 and verse 21, He tells us about marriage. And He says, and the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam and slept. And he slept and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. This was something that God wanted us to see and wanted them to understand, that Eve came out of Adam. That means that they were to be one at some point when they would come together in marriage and God would bring them together. They would be one now. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made He a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother. Understanding what the generations to come would be as they would continue to replenish. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, and the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. And that was in the beginning, and God had that designed for the full occupancy of earth until God was finished with the earth and with natural man. Marriage, children, then bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. As we find in the book of Ephesians in chapter 6, it hadn't changed. God still wanted them to be raised to know God and to understand God's purpose for their life. Marriage, children, raised to know God. The overall natural purpose, natural work by design. The woman designed to give birth, designed to be able to nurture that infant, establish a home where the safe environment where she could be able to nurse the children. That's work. Don't ever tell a house mom that she is not working. You quit your job and try to do hers. It's work. Yeah, I think labor, especially after sin, it became work. 9 months of pregnancy is work. And trying to adjust to all what's going through your body, no man can understand that. All we can do is say, thank you, Lord, that you designed her for it and not me. Yeah. It takes something special that God has given a woman in design to be able to enjoy and want to do it again. I don't. Amen. You want to put yourself through that 9 months of pregnancy and then delivering that child over and over again? It's got to be God. Isn't that right, buddy? It has to be God. He's spent a long time convincing Hallie that's God's design. Marriage, children. Raise them the nurture and admonition of the Lord. That hadn't changed. Man was designed a little bit different. Man was designed and given the responsibility to subdue the place that you would bring up your family. Subdue not only the earth, but also your home. So it's a safe environment to protect, to provide for. I'm just going back to the natural design of God, which has not changed. If you look over in the book of, let me just read this to you, but the book of 1 Timothy, the book of 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 8, it says this, talking about the man, but if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. That's the word of God. That's God helping us understand the importance of a man's role in the family. Now, this is God's role. This is no doubt what God has revealed to us. What God made simple, natural. I mean, just look around. You look at your body and you look at God's design and knowing that God, it's all the earth, humanity, reproduction. It's pretty simple. What God made simple, man's failure to acknowledge God has complicated society. And Satan has been working to blind man to the reality of God and his plan ever since the fall of Adam. And today he's probably done a better job in blinding humanity to the presence of God and the simplicity of God's natural design than at any other time. Yeah. Romans in chapter 1 and verse 21 and verse 22, it helps us to see this in a clear way. In Romans in chapter 1, let me just read it to you. Romans chapter 1 and verse 21, it says this, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. And this is what I want you to see. The Bible says, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Thinking that they knew more than the designer did on how to live their lives. Psalms chapter 36, I do want you to look there with me. Psalms chapter 36, what a gem found in the book of Psalms. And it helps understand some of these things and what the psalmist was given by God to write. In Psalms chapter 36, verses 1 through 9, the psalmist says, the transgressions of the wicked saith within my heart that there is no fear of God before his eyes. No reverence for God's plan, no respect for God's plan and God's design. For he flattereth himself in his own eyes until his iniquity be found to be hateful. Somebody that turns away from God's design is hateful to anyone else that wants to promote God's design. The words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit. He hath left off to be wise and to do good. He left, turned away from the wisdom of what naturally God designed and to do good. He deviseth mischief upon his bed. He setteth himself in a way that is not good. He abhorreth not evil. Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reaches unto the clouds. Thy righteousness is like the great mountains. Thy judgments are a great deep. O Lord, thou preservest man and beast. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God. Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house. You're doing it God's way, looking to him. And thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. Verse 9. For with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light, Jesus says he was the light. In thy light shall we see light. Wow. I don't know about you, but I read that and I studied it. I think, wow, what a tremendous psalm. What a great insight into this natural work that God has established for humanity. The natural work is only blinded when you fail to take into consideration the creation of God. And man created in his image after his likeness. And God putting us on earth for his good pleasure. And his good pleasure is that we marry and that we have children and we raise them to know God so that they can have godly marriages and raise godly children to replenish every generation that God leaves us on earth. That's still his natural plan today. That's natural work. Can I tell you that all jobs, if you will, that we have on earth, it actually comes back to this basic principle. Is for humanity to live and to have children, to reproduce, and to claim the earth that God has given to us. What's a spiritual work? I think that's very clear that is the spirit, the natural work that God has given to us to do is what we just presented. Do you know what the spiritual work was? And if you will, as we look back, it was pretty simple. The spiritual work, Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2, come on now. Open up your heart and mind, receive it. Okay, we're in church. This is something God has for you today, and you're going to need this. Amen. I guarantee you it's something that will help us if we just get back to understanding God's design. If you want God's blessings, you have to follow his plan and follow his design. The natural, first of all, we need to work the works. Work God's works. Raise our children to not acknowledge God and want to marry within God's will and raise children within God's will and replenish the earth for the next generation to come. In Genesis in chapter 2, verse 16, this was the spiritual work that God gave humanity, starting with Adam and Eve. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat." This is what you can do. You can enjoy. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. So you know what the spiritual work was for man? Obey God. There wasn't a whole lot he told him to do. He established what was natural. He instilled man to be able to do that which was natural with his wife. He instilled within the wife to do that which was natural with her husband. And he designed it all. This is a natural work that you are to do and continue to do this. And understand it's you're working to raise a family. You're working to provide. You're working to subdue. You're working all this. This is natural work. And then there's a spiritual work. And this is where the spiritual attack is going to come. The spiritual warfare that's going to take place here. There's going to be a devil, and there's going to be evil, and there's going to be an enemy to the cause of Christ. And he's going to come in, and he's going to try to keep you from accomplishing God's will for your life. In order to obey God, we must know what God would have us to do, and then just set out to do it. And it is work. It's spiritual work. To fight off the temptations from the adversary and to stay focused on doing what God has me here on this earth to do. And it really comes down to, very simple, obedience. Obey him. Can I tell you that God uses the natural work to accomplish the spiritual work? If it weren't for people, there would be no one lost and on their way to hell. If it was not for having children, there'd be no one that needs to be saved. You see, the natural work that Jesus was talking about. Now, with all that, hopefully that gave you a biblical insight into John chapter 9. Now, go back with me to John chapter 9. The natural work presented this blind man for Jesus to do his work. The natural work is this blind man was raised. He was raised and positioned for Christ to come into his life. Chapter 9, verse 3, Jesus said, it wasn't, he was not born blind. That was not punishment for sin. This man hath not sinned, hath this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be manifest or revealed. He was raised, amen, physically, and now he would have an opportunity to receive a spiritual salvation. The spiritual work was that this man would be healed and given opportunity to believe in Jesus as Lord and Savior. Chapter 9, look at verse 35, because that's exactly what happened. Verse 35. Jesus had heard that they had cast him out, and when he had found him, he said unto him, dost thou believe on the Son of God? See, everything about this man being raised, God had a purpose for how he was raised. He was raised blind. God had a purpose for him being blind because he would have an opportunity for Jesus to perform a miracle in his life and then for him to believe that Jesus is the Son of God and be saved. He was raised, Jesus performed the miracle, and now he has an opportunity. He said unto him, dost thou believe on the Son of God? He answered and said, who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him? And Jesus said unto him, thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee. And he said, Lord, I believe. And he worshiped him. The natural work was completed, the natural work that God had designed, and the spiritual work was completed. And Jesus says, I'm here to do that work. The works of him that sent me. The works of God are being revealed. And he was here. He was a lost man in need of a Savior. God sent the Savior to him to give him an opportunity to do what God wants every man, woman, and child of the age of accountability to do. That's to get saved. To get born again, it's not God's will that any should perish, but that all should come to this place of repentance, acknowledging Jesus Christ, and receiving him as their personal Lord and Savior. Jesus was being obedient to the Father's desire to bring salvation to this world. For God so loved the world. Amen. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. You're going to perish without Jesus Christ. But you can be saved if you look to him and believe him to be the Messiah, the Savior of the world, and receive that free gift of everlasting life. However you've been raised, this is a natural plan of God. And it's continued since the very beginning. It hadn't continued exactly the way God wanted it to. And it's still not going the way that God wanted it to go. And that's why people are so distraught and people are going in so many different directions. The natural work has been designed by God. It's just naturally continuing to happen all around the world. So, man and woman's come together, and even not in marriage today, not God's design. They're having children, but these children are replenishing for the next generation. That's why every generation is critical, and every generation seems to change. We've gotten farther away from the Creator God, but the spiritual work is still going. Spiritual work is that Jesus was the light while he was here, and now that he's gone, everyone who has received him has become the light. Now it's God's command for every believer to work through his church to reach the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let's not complicate it. Let's not complicate it. Today, the most important work is raising children for the next generation. Can I tell you that that is what Satan is attacking more viciously than ever before? He's attacking God's plan for marriage, and he's attacking God's plan for raising children. But God is still in control. And he has the light. And he has those that still believe in God, that's going to get married according to God's will. They're going to have children according to God's will. And they're going to raise them in the nurture and admonition of the Lord so that there is going to be a witness for the next generation. Until Christ calls us home. We have been given the spiritual work, and that is, as he's established his church, to work through his church to reach the world. God's design, God's plan, God's will, so that every human being made in the likeness and the image of God would hear the truth and have an opportunity to do what this blind man did. Believe Jesus and call him Lord. Let's not complicate the works of God. If I could have every head bowed and every eye closed this morning. Wow. What a great passage of scripture. This man born blind was first of all healed, being given a chance to believe in the reality of a Creator God. Then he put his faith and trust in Jesus as Lord, and he believed in him. Where are you at today? Where are you at today? In the spiritual work of the Lord, has there been a time that you can look back to know for sure that you believed and received Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you have, praise the Lord, now you become the light, and you are to help others to come to that place where they can be saved. If you've not come to that place, today is the day. Right now. Now's the time. Don't put it off any longer. Come to this altar and let somebody take a Bible and share with you what the Bible says every person must do if they're going to be saved. You can be saved today. Father, we bow before you this morning. We love you. Thank you for this passage of scripture and this event in the life of Jesus Christ, where he presented that himself doing the work that you have called him to do. I pray that we'd be willing and ready to do the very same thing. Understand the work and how you designed it, and help us to do the work that you've called us to do as well. Bless now this invitation, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.